So Rob's not been well this week, so please pray for the young man. He's not feeling too great. He just started his new job and thought, I can't go on the sick that early. I don't know whether it's nerves or excitement about today, but we'll give you a round of applause now and hopefully we'll enjoy our talk. Thank you.
Oh, it's on now. Yeah, thank you all. Well, it's great to be back in Eden Church after being in Holland. Yeah, some of you know I've been training like mad and running all the time. My wife says I'm a running addict. So yeah, sometimes we have our struggle about the running times. Speaking about times, I better put this here, keep time. So all this running has had a purpose. And the purpose of this was that I actually put my name down for a charity marathon in Indonesia. And I did this marathon in last October. There you see me running this marathon. And I'd like to share with you today about this marathon I did, but especially also about the charity that I'm involved with. It's Compassion, and the great work of what Compassion is doing in Indonesia and also at many other parts of the world. But in my case, that was Indonesia. So, yes, if you can start with the next slide, Gordon, I'll kick off. So it's actually called a Muscatlon, and a Muscatlon is like a long-term endurance event. Can be running a marathon, but it can also be walking a long time, 60 kilometers. Can be cycling, can be climbing. It's a long-term endurance event, and it's you have to do it in a poor country. So in this example, it was Indonesia. And every participant has to raise also a significant sum of money, which is to help the people in that poor area. So we went with about 70 people to Indonesia, to the island of Sumba. And we raised between us 240,000 euros, which in euros is an incredible amount. But I tell you, in rupiahs, the local currency, it's so much money. They can do so much good thing with that money. So we went with 70 people, and every participant did his best to raise money and bring in this money. And we started on this event, this Muscatlon. Okay. So our Muscatlon was in Indonesia, and Indonesia is a very big country. It's nine times the size of the UK. It's got 260 million people. Can you imagine so many people living in that country? And we went to the island of Sumba. I put a little arrow there. You can see it. It's just a small island, half the size of Wales. There is a little enlargement of the island. So this is where we went. I first thought it was Bali, but it wasn't Bali. It was Sumba. So we first flew to Jakarta, then we spent a few days in Bali, and then we flew to Sumba to start the Muscatlon. And Indonesia, when we flew to Jakarta, the airport is brilliant. It's so nice. It's a really luxe airport, and there are some very rich people in Indonesia. But there's also some very, very poor people there, people that have nothing. And there is actually a verse in the Bible that speaks about locusts in Joel verse 4, and that it says there that the locusts have eaten everything. They've left nothing for all the inhabitants. And this is what happens to the poorest of poor. They have nothing left. There's nothing for them. There's nothing. They have no hope. They have no future. It's just really a desperate situation. So we went to in Bali to a Compassion project. It was literally next to a garbage dump. You could even smell it, and they were serving people who were living on that garbage dump, living off it, and their children as well. It was just terrible to see, but also heartwarming to see the work of Compassion to try and change those people's lives. We visited the house of a woman, Gordon, also in Bali. Here you can see her peeling onions for 60 cents per day. That's what she earned with peeling onions. This was a complete house. We were sitting there. We could hardly fit into it. The mattress was standing up against the wall and would serve as a bed in the evening. The sewage was right in front of the house. So it was really a horrible situation. But this child was sponsored by Compassion. She was able to go to school. She was able to support her family. They would bring food to the family as well. So for these people who have nothing, no future, Compassion really gives light to them. And of course, people driving Compassion is the sponsors. It's you, can be you and me. So that was great to see. And it was really a good visit for us to see with our own eyes, you know, what poverty really is like. When we went to Zumba, we spoke to a pastor. And this pastor told us a story. And this is a true story. I've got it on video if you want to see it later. But this pastor told us that children are being sold on Zumba for 1 million rupiahs, which is 60 euros. They are sold into slave labor. And they're taken to other islands. And many of them end up in the sex industry. It's just dreadful to say. And even more dreadful is that, especially the Westerners, that go there as from Europe and America. So we have a responsibility, I think, as Christians, to set this right. 78 dead bodies returned last year to Zumba of those children. They literally had to work themselves to death, and their bodies returned to Zumba. It's just horrific. And that's why it's so great to see that compassion makes a change. So the work of compassion does a good thing. Compassion helps these poor children by sponsoring them. It's a holistic approach. They give them medical facilities. They give them food. They give them the ability to go to school. They can join in church projects. And what I love about compassion, of course, also is they share about the gospel. God loves them because many of those children don't know God, have no hope, no future. And then to hear about God, that God cares about you, is great. And you can see already worldwide how many children are being sponsored. It's almost 2 million now by compassion alone. So that's great in many countries through the local churches. And as a sponsor, you can get involved. You can write to your child and you can tell this child that God loves them. And I've got another story in the next slide. This is Erlan. So he shared his story. He is now a translator for Compassion. So he went on our trip translating into English. But he used to be a sponsored child. When he was 4 years old, his father left the family. And he was all alone with his mother. And he knew what poverty was like. He didn't have breakfast many times. Went to school with an empty lunchbox. All the children were laughing at him, telling him he's worth nothing. He had no hope, no future. He felt like committing suicide. But then his mother listed up for the Compassion Project, and he got sponsored. And through this sponsoring, he was able to go to school on a full stomach, to bring a lunchbox, to join in Compassion, to learn that God actually loves him. And at the end of his long journey, he became a Christian. He married someone, also a former sponsored child, and they even now have their own sponsored child, which is great and a big sacrifice for him because his salary is much lower than our salary, I'm telling you. So even Erlan was able to track down his father who lived in the United States. So he went to the United States and visited his father. And he met up with his father and he was able to forgive his father for leaving him. And even more importantly, on a second visit, he was able to lead his father to the Lord. So by sponsoring this child, you can see that not only that this child, Erlan, is now really a great child of God, but also you can see all the fruits flowing from him. He's sponsoring himself. He led his father to the Lord. So it's like just throwing a little stone in the pond, and you can see all the effects of it. So me and Jane, we sponsored two children, and I actually had the privilege of meeting my sponsored children, of course. It was great when I did this marathon. But we sponsor two children, and it's like we write to them, and we feel like this is our responsibility. We can't do more than two, because you build up a relationship with these children. You have to write to them. It's a commitment, in a way, to sponsor these children. But if you sponsor a child, you can change that child's life and the complete environment. And I think it's also a calling from God, that we look after the poor. So this is what compassion does. Okay, so the next slide. Yes, so then I'll now speak about our Muscatlon. So we went with 70 people. We raised all this money. And here you can see us at the start. There's actually people starting in the night. They started to walk. And the people who were running started at 5 o'clock. So we had to get up very early at 3 o'clock. Because the problem was, of course, that it was very hot in that country. But the main problem was the humidity. It was very humid. So you can see we were well protected. There was some police on the way, all the way on checkposts and stuff. So this was the start of the Muscatlon. Yes, next slide, please. So this was the actual track. It was not, you can see it was not flat. It was not like a Dutch marathon, unfortunately. It was like hilly. Good thing I had some Welsh training. So this was the decade we did. But it was quite a hard run. So I've got some more photos. Yeah, so this is me with the sponsored children. You can see them there on the left-hand side on the top, and me running. And I have a little video now that will give you an impression of the Muscatlon.